This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has warned that COVID-19 is continuing to accelerate globally at breathtaking speed, but says basic public health measures, if followed, can control its spread and turn around the pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said many lessons have been learned since the pandemic was declared a public health emergency of international concern on January 30th. The most important lesson, he said, is those countries that have applied basic health measures are containing the virus. He says finding, isolating, testing, and tracing contacts, as well as social distancing and wearing masks, can suppress transmission and save lives. The White House says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the Trump administration said O'Brien, who heads the National Security Council, has mild symptoms and has been self-isolating off-site. It said there is no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. O'Brien, who is 54, is the highest-ranking member of the administration of President Donald Trump, who is known to have been infected with the coronavirus, and that is implying that O'Brien has been infected and not President Trump. Asked by reporters about O'Brien on Monday, President Trump says he hasn't seen the National Security Advisor lately. Previous White House aides who tested positive for COVID-19 include a personal valet for Mr. Trump and the top communications aide for Vice President Mike Pence. On Monday, Indonesia reported its total number of coronavirus cases topped 100,000. The president urged officials handling the outbreak to retain an aura of crisis in the country.